Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's kick things off talking about whether producers should price wheat for 2021 delivery.
Well, I think the market's offering a relatively good price for harvest delivery in 21. If you go back over the last 5 years, it's a really good price. Northern Oklahoma, it's $5.50. If you go to Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, or Southern Oklahoma, about $5.35. That's a relatively good price. I wouldn't get all crazy on how much I forward contracted, but I would forward contract some so I could sleep at night.
How about pricing stored wheat?
I think it's time to do that also. Prices have been slightly higher if you go back about a month, but if you go back to June and July, you know, we're looking at $1.25 higher prices. It looks like wheat prices have peaked out for a while, so I would probably start staggering it into the market and move some of that wheat out of storage.
In terms of news in the market, kind of what's bubbling around that makes you think some producers should price some wheat?
It's the world production and world ending stocks. World production over 28 billion bushels, a record. If you look at world ending stocks, the projection, it's also a record, and the world stocks to use ratio is a record. So there's a lot of wheat around the world that can move in the market and that I think is going to keep a top on these prices.
Are there any producers who shouldn't price 2021 wheat?
Oh, I think that's producers that can afford a risk. Now, we've got record world production in stocks, but if you look at flour milling wheat, flour milling stocks are below average coming out of the Black Sea in the United States. Plus, you've got some weather problems in the United States and in Russia that could reduce that 21 crop. Now, I must point out that in Russia, planted acres are 9% higher than last year, and one analyst said that that 9% increase in acres could offset any potential drop in yield from weather. And we know that our yields, our production, is March, April, and May, not right now.
What about corn and beans? What are you seeing there?
Well, if you look at corn prices, the corn prices are still on an uptrend that has slowed down quite a bit. There's some talk that we could be near a top in corn. That's going to depend on what China does. If you look at soybeans has been on a tear. I mean, it's just going up like gangbusters. The trend is your friend, and if I had soybeans, I'd let it run for a while. So corn, I'd move some in the market. I'd probably sell a little bit, make sure I got this $11 beans. Go back 4 months ago, you'd have given your eye teeth for $11 beans, so take some of it now. I'd probably hold some to sell later on.
Okay, great advice, Kim. Thanks a lot.